Yo, welcome, MacNest Podcast, episode 77. Day 2, San Diego Comic-Con International 2017. Back in the hotel room, because I was just too old and beat down and my feet hurt. But, yeah, it was a good day. I'm laying here right now, because it just feels good to be off my feet, and my back's killing me as well as my feet. But what did I start off with? Oh, got over into the convention center and made it over to the Geekscape booth, and had a cool little interview with Matt Kelly from Horror Movie Night podcast, and it was pretty good. I'll probably put out that interview once I get home and put everything together and just talk about some other things. But just kind of made my round. I actually went into the convention today. Yesterday I didn't. We did all the stuff that was outside, and it was cool. Well, after I talked to Matt, which he was an awesome guy. He's really cool. If you guys aren't listening to, what the hell? I'm sorry. Tired. Horror Movie Night Podcast. If you guys aren't listening to that, do check it out, man. They're awesome guys, and the show's pretty hilarious. I love it. After that, I kind of walked around, and I wanted to pick up my exclusives. I'm trying to shift over in my bed. Where's my bag? I got all kinds of other. My feet, my back, my neck, and my back. Want $120,000, but we can settle out of court for $20. If you know what that movie, if you know what that was from, let me know. What else did? Oh, I got a cool T-shirt from Horror Movie Night. Doesn't fit me, but I guess I have to slim down so it will fit. Cause it'd be pretty snug if I put it on right now. You guys don't want to see that. In no particular order, some of the stuff that I picked up today. I got a few shirts. Couple movies. I'll run through everything that I picked up before I actually get into talking about everything else. I know I got into other things. Oh, if you were out there today, man, it was a warm one out there, but it was still a good time out there. Once you get inside, the AC blasting, it was pretty cool. Here's some of the couple things that I picked up. I went to the Entertainment Earth booth. They were having some figure exclusives. There were some other things. I know there was some Voltron thing that everybody was wanting, but I guess it sold out yesterday. I didn't even check out or even look to see what that was. But I picked up... I'm trying to read the name on this. Turn the light on. Biff Bang Pow. I assume these are the people that made these figures. I picked up a Kiss exclusive figure, the Demon, in his Destiny outfit variant. It's you know who the Demon is, Gene Simmons. This is from the figure is from the Destiny era of the band, which is a good out, man. Do check it out if you're part of the Kiss Army, and if you are part of the Kiss Army, you already know. But the figure's pretty sweet. Everything that I got, I mean, I'm gonna throw pictures up on Instagram when I get a chance. But I love that he's got his sweet axe base. There's some blood on it. And this is an exclusive edition, I guess. That's what it says. You know Gene and all them. Gene mainly. He gets his money one way or another. from what I understand, this is the there's two exclusives from Entertainment Earth, and it was the Demon and the Star Child. Star Child's for Paul Stanley, for those of you who don't know. But the exclusive ones, Gene Simmons' cape is cloth. That's the one I have. I guess the ones that they sell out in the stores, wherever that is plastic. I would like the Peter Criss one. If I ever find those somewhere, I'll have to go on a website and look. But I picked that up. I made it over to Super 7. I didn't get to talk to Brian. He was busy talking to some other people. But I got this blind alien, that's what they call it, exclusive. It's the reaction figures. It's in a box, so you don't know. It's one of the regular alien, the xenomorphs. And when they call it blind, it's just in a box, and you don't know what color the alien is. There's three different ones. There's an acid green and a blue blood. That's the other one. And then there's just a regular glossy black alien. I just got the black one. I was kind of like, these are what, $10? My Gene Simmons figure, I think it was 10. I don't remember. No, it was 15. But the alien is pretty cool reaction. I'll probably make it over there tomorrow and see if I can talk to Brian. But I don't know if I can throw down another $10 for another alien if I just get a black one, because this is actually the third black alien figure I got. The first ones that came out with the card, the card back, I already had that, so I'm good. I did open this. The next thing I got was a Slayer Repentless exclusive edition from Dark Horse. It was actually being sold down at the Nuclear Blast booth. I threw up a picture of the Slayer comics. There was a limited edition of four. No, yeah, it was limited. Four edition series, the Repentless. And I think this one that it's a hardback graphic novel of the comics all in one. I would think it was only 1,000 were printed, and they said they were kind of getting down low, so I'm glad I made it over there and picked that up. Another thing, they gave me a CD too as well, with some bands on it. Hatebreed, Carnifex, I think that's what it's called. Meshuggah, Municipal Waste, Decapitated, some other bands I never heard of, but I'll give this a listen. I'll make it over to Full Moon Features. I wanted to get this movie when I was out in Texas, but this is the first thing they said that sold out. And this is the very first Puppet Master. I picked up the Blu-ray. Out of all the Puppet Master movies, this is the only one that I liked. I seen the others. I don't know if I'm going to see that new one, because the last time I was on the latest episode of The Horror Returns, we kind of reviewed the trailer on that one, and I don't know, guys, but if you did see the very first Puppet Master, I mean, it's good. I loved it. The next thing, I made it over to the Shout Factory, Scream Factory booth, and they have there's a limited edition steelbook packaging for Escape from New York, The Fog, and They Live. I'm looking at this. I picked up They Live. I guess they only manufactured 10,000 of them. I don't think these are out in the stores yet. I think it might come out either next week or the week after. I don't know. That's what they were telling me. There was a movie that I did want, but they sold out of those yesterday. It was that movie Streets of Fire. That's the one I really wanted, but it was all gone, so I was pissed. But yeah, They Live. I love this movie. John Carpenter's classic with the great, or the late and great Roddy Piper. I love this movie, and if you know me, you know why I love Roddy so much. But they also gave me a sweet They Live lithograph. That's what they called them. Just a limited edition exclusive that you can only get here at the con. So that's pretty sweet. Probably need to find a frame for it. Another thing I picked up was I got a those little pull string backpacks that they always give out. I picked one of those up at the Troma booth, and Lloyd Kaufman, he signed it. It is pretty sweet. It says, Toxie loves Crazy Kevin. This is XO Lloyd Kaufman. And it looks like he drew a Kabuki Man face on it real quick. And it just says Toxic Avenger. And the bag's green. I love Toxic Avenger. Speaking of Lloyd Kaufman and everything, he did give me a quick little sound bite. I will throw it on next episode. Well, when I get home, the next episode that I record from home. He did a cool little intro for me, and I was pretty awesome about that. But we sat there and we talked about like what I love growing up watching Troma movies, and he told me to mention this on my show that if you are not familiar with Troma and you don't want to search for him, but you can search for him, here's why. Go to YouTube and look up, I think it's called Tromaville or Troma, I don't know, like that, but they have a YouTube page, and he said there's like over 400 movies on there. I'm not sure if they're edited or uncut, because Troma's pretty raunchy and real violent and everything. If you know what Troma is, you know how Troma movies are. So, but I love them. Go on there and check them out. If you don't have no idea what Troma is, or you have never seen a movie, the one I highly recommend is the very first Toxic Avenger. I think that was Lloyd Kaufman's first movie he directed, and that's actually the first movie that I had seen from Troma, and it's an amazing movie. I love it. I have the first two on Blu-ray. I always buy them, or buy those Troma movies when I go to Comic-Con, because Lloyd Kaufman's always there and he signs them and everything, so that's pretty sweet. But Lloyd's a pretty cool guy, and he told me, he goes, yeah man, sometime you should get a hold of me, and we'll do a real interview. And I was like, whoa, really? And expect that coming, not anytime soon. I'll have to figure out a time when I can do it. He told me to get a hold of his assistant, and then we'll set up a time. But that was pretty sweet. I picked up two T-shirts from this one booth that I always get shirts from, because they always have my size. I got a cool Road Warrior T-shirt at Mel Gibson, Mad Max, and his little dog from Road Warrior. And the next one I got was Night of the Living Dead t-shirt, and I had to get this. I mean, I'm probably gonna wear it tomorrow, just because George Romero, Night of the Living Dead, you know, I loved it. If you listen to one of my, I think my episode before my first wrap up, Mike and I did a little retrospective on George Romero's dead movies. I think that's pretty much else what I picked. Oh, I picked up these G.I. Joe pin. I got one for my son, and I picked myself up one. And yeah, I think that was all I got. There's a lot of stuff in there exclusive wise that I want, but I don't feel like standing in those crazy lines. I think it's stupid. But, mainly you got to get up and go get ticket. I'm going to do it tomorrow. A buddy of mine gave me some money to get him some Legos, and I have to get up super early to go get a ticket to get that thing. So, I don't know. We'll see. Other than the things I got, I walked around the exhibit hall, and there was just, I walked by the Marvel booth, and I saw, what's his name? The Punisher, Shane from Walking Dead, John Bernthal, I think that's his last name. I saw him; he was doing a signing there, as well as Deborah Ann Wool from Daredevil and True Blood. She was there; she was doing a signing as well with him. And there was someone else there. I couldn't make it. There was a huge crowd around that booth, and I just kind of just looked over there real quick and took a few pictures and. I walked over to the DC booth after that, and there was a cool setup of the Justice League. I'll throw the pictures all up on Instagram. There was Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, and what's his nuts? Jason Momoa, Aquaman. Those were all pretty sweet. After that, I mean, you kind of just gotta look at the things real quick, take pictures, and get out of there. I walked over to the Star Wars booth and looked in there. There was some cool setups, some some costumes and everything from Last Jedi and all the stuff that did Star Wars sells and everything. So that was pretty cool. I walked over to where the Walking Dead booth is, the AMC booth, and they have some kind of setup. I know there was a fence, and you can see some zombies walking around in there. It's legit looking ones. Whoever did the makeup for the walkers, that looked pretty sweet. And there was a little photo op thing where you're sitting in this chair, and there's a. It wasn't an actual. Well, at least they should have kind of made a replica tiger, but it looked like it was like a cutout type of board. Picture of a tiger that's sitting right there. I don't know. I couldn't really get pictures over there because there's so many people around that booth. What else did I do? Walking around and walked over to the Sideshow booth, and there was some sweet. If you know what Sideshow is, the Sideshow collectibles, just the things that those things are really pricey, so I doubt if I'll ever own one unless maybe I win Powerball. But I walked over there and looked. There was some sweet alien stuff, some Xenomorphs and act. They had the tall one, and probably like, ooh, I can't even tell you how big that is. I'll put up pictures of everything. I did take some, but the thing that was, there was one thing there was pretty sweet. It was just the head of a Xenomorph, and it was actually a replica of how the alien looked in the first one. There was also a big, huge, life-size K2SO. I thought that was pretty sweet. And then a bunch of other things. There was some sweet Batman and Superman. I guess you would call them statues or whatever they are. I mean, they're not posable. They're like all just solid pieces. But I mean, they're pretty awesome, man. They do really good work. If you haven't really seen any of the Sideshow stuff in person, now they always have a good display every year. I walked over to the Mattel booth, and they had the Batmobile, the one that they're using in Justice League. I took a couple pictures of that, man. That thing looks pretty sweet. It was huge. Oh, excuse me. But then there was also their little setup of the WWE, their line of figures. And they're coming out with a new line of the dolls for the, I don't know, I don't think they call them divas anymore, but it's the women wrestlers, Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Becky Lynch, the Bella Twins. Looks like they had a Eva Marie one, and I'm like, why they even put her in there? She don't even wrestle anymore. If anything, they should have did Paige, but I didn't see her in that lineup of dolls. So, what else did I do? Walked around some more. Walked over to Funko. Looked over at that stuff. Man, if you got to get tickets to get in these lines, which is, I don't know, man. I mean, there's cool little things over there, but I just don't want to get up super early to get these tickets just to buy something. But I do need to do that tomorrow so I can get a Lego stuff for my buddy. He gave me some money to pick up some Lego junk. And what else did they do? A lot of little side booths of people, just regular people selling their stuff. I ran into a buddy of mine, Sean C. Phillips, cool duder from YouTube, if you guys don't know. I'm sure some of you know who he is. And he was real cool. I haven't seen him, geez, in a while. I didn't get to hook up with him last year. But it was really good to catch up with him. And, man, he looks amazing. If you knew who he was before, he was a pretty big guy. And he just went on this weight loss mission, and he was big. I mean, he was bigger than me, and now he's just slim and trim, man. And he looked good too. He says he feels better, and I was pretty stoked. I'm gonna interview him tomorrow, so we'll put that on one of the shows when I get home. And but it was cool to catch up with him, and we just chit-chatted about this and that and everything, and it was so cool. He actually saw me. He came, hey, and then I was like, oh, sweet, and so that was awesome to see. Oh, I also ran into Linda Lee. Vampy, if you guys don't know, look up Vampy Bit Me on Instagram. She's from the Bay Area. Yeah, she's really cool. I met her a few times in the Bay. And I think one of the last times I saw her was at an Iron Maiden a few years ago. And she always remembers me. So it was real cool to kind of catch up with her for a second. What else did I do? Oh, I walked around upstairs in the pavilion, I think sales pavilion, I think that's what they call it, just to go up there to see who was doing autographs. I saw Reggie Bannister from Phantasm, but he was talking to a bunch of people, so I didn't get to talk to him for a bit. I saw Tawny Kitaen, for you Witchboard fans and Whitesnake fans. She had some work done to her face, but she still looked pretty good. I didn't get to talk to her. There was like a ton of dudes around her. I can't remember who else was up there. I saw this one dude. I don't know his name. He was in that show Powerless. And John Raffio. He was from Parks and Rec. I don't know his name, but I saw him. And there was some dude from Saturday Night Live. I remember that, but I can't remember his name. They were kind of standing around, but then, like, I guess people noticed him, and the big old mob ran over to him, and then the security, like, whooshed him out. I think that was. I just walked around up there really quick. I was just getting really tired from just walking, so I kind of wanted to just sit down somewhere. So I went into this panel upstairs. I didn't know what it is, and I kind of really didn't care what it was. I just wanted to go in there and sit down. But it was actually an interesting panel. Here it is. It was a guy named, it was an artist named Bill Plimpton. I think that's how you say his name. A lot of people know who he was. I didn't. He was hyping up his new movie called Revengeance. Or I think that's how you say it. But they showed the trailer like that, and then he showed some of his other animated shorts, and that was pretty cool. I kind of just like, I didn't know who he was, but I'm glad I picked that room, because I had walked by a bunch of other rooms when there was stuff going on, but I kind of looked in there and no one was in there. Well, there were some people in there. He didn't really start, so I just sat down in the back, and he started talking and showing his shorts. But this movie, that his new movie, they're actually probably showing it right now, because I know he was saying there was a the premiere was going to be at the Marriott Hotel. I wanted to go, but I was just tired, so we ended up coming back to the room. But one of the executive producers was Matthew Modine, Joker from Full Metal Jacket. He was also in Vision Quest, and he was in that new movie 47 Meters Down. And then speaking of that movie, I was sitting way in the back, and I wasn't really paying attention. I was sitting there poking on my phone, and then Matthew Modine, I didn't hear them say his name because I wasn't paying attention. But he was like, yeah, I was just in this movie, this little independent movie that he said was, that did really good in the box office. And he goes, it's a movie called 47 Meters Down. And I kind of looked up, and he goes, did anyone see it? And nobody in that whole room said anything. So I threw my hands up, and I said, I did. And he went, oh, well, the one guy way in the back, he saw it. And I just kind of like just gave him the thumbs up. You heard my review on East Society when I talked about it. It was okay. I mean, I wanted more shark action, but I don't want to get into that again. Check it out if you want. I mean, it was worth watching. But anyway, he started talking about that, saying what they did. And he was kind of like, yeah, it was about these two girls that they get trapped in a shark cage, and it gets dropped down 47 meters down. And he goes, and it starred me, and then I yelled out, and Mandy Moore. And he went, yeah, like that guy said, Mandy Moore. So it was cool that he kind of acknowledged me and everything. So so after that, they kind of talked about the movie that he was executive producer of, this Revengeance that Bill Plimpton, I think that's how you say his name. I could be wrong. One of you fans of Bill is probably screaming at me. But, I mean, he seemed like a cool guy. He handed out these cards because he's going to be at his booth all weekend. And he said, come down. And he said, if you were at that panel and show him this card, you will get a free sketch. So I'm going to definitely take him up on that. But Matthew Modine was talking about the movie, and then he kind of talked about some of the other movie he was in. And he started talking about he called it a diary, a Full Metal Jacket diary. I guess he took a lot of pictures and everything, and I guess it's in book form. And then he was saying, if you go on like iTunes Books or Audible or something like that, I can't remember. I think it's called Full Metal Jacket Diaries. I'm not sure. I mean, put in Matthew Modine, maybe that'll pop up. But he was saying, he was kind of explaining that, saying it was really cool. And it did sound interesting. I'm going to look into that. But then they had a Q&A, and they were talking to the artist, and they're talking, asking Matthew. And there was another guy up there. I can't remember his name. Wait a minute. I have this card. I think his name is on here. Hey, Adam Rakoff. I think that's his name. I think I'm saying that right. Rakoff. Rakoff, or maybe it sounds some other way. But anyway, yeah, those two were up there, or them three were up there. And it was cool. I mean, it was interesting. The videos that they showed, the short films that Bill did, was pretty sweet, and I liked them. I'm probably gonna look up more. He said there's, if you look up his name, videos and everything pop up. Maybe they're on YouTube. But then when the panel was over, there wasn't that many people in there when I got, but then slowly people started pouring in. But I looked at the guide. I guess there was some video game panel that was next, and it looked like all these gamers were pouring in to check that one out. But when that panel that I was in there, when it was over, I sat in there for maybe 45 minutes and just to get off my feet. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I picked that room, because what I saw and everything was interesting and all that. And I actually got to meet Matthew Modine when the panel was over. He was standing around the front, and I walked up to him. We were talking about that movie Vision Quest he was in, because everyone was like, oh, you were good in this, like recent stuff. And he's also in Stranger Things, for you Stranger Things fans. I forgot he was in that. He was one of the doctors. Or the scientists, and the people were asking us stuff like that, and then here comes me. I started talking about Vision Quest, and he went, whoa, he kind of like laughed, but it was cool, man. He answered my questions and everything. He was pretty young when he did that movie, but he was a really nice guy. I got a picture with him, so that was cool. I'll post all that later. And after that, I hooked up with my wife and Eric, and we walked around some more, and ran into my little baby brother Brian. Got a picture with him really quick, because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to see him at all, because this place is huge. Who else? I don't think I ran into anyone else there. Well, other than just people that I see all the time. This one girl named Megan, she works at the trauma booth. I see her every time, and she always remembers me. She goes, oh, hey, but we always forget each other's name. But her name's Megan, so that was pretty cool. Got to catch up with her for a little bit. And, I can't remember the other guy's name that I always see there, because he always looks at me and goes, I know you, but I don't remember your name. And I said, dude, I don't remember your name either. And he told me, and I completely forgot already. But what else did I do? That was pretty much it. And I'm glad I made it in that panel, main thing. Oh, this is what I forgot. Sorry, I forgot this. I should have said this when I'm about to talk about yesterday. Earlier when I was talking to Matt Kelly from A Horror Movie Night, when I walked over to that booth, I didn't know what he looked like. But when I heard I heard that on his show that he was going to be there. So I found the booth, and when I walked up, there was a couple guys sitting there, and I heard his voice, and I went, Matt? And he looked at me and went, yeah. I said, hey, I'm a fan of your Horror Movie Night podcast. And he was like, oh, wow, man. And he was like, he goes, it's so awesome when people come up to me and mention that. He said there was a couple other people that did it, and he was like, dude, this is making me feel so good. And he gave me a hug and everything, and that's when I had our interview, and we hung out for a little bit. So that was cool. Expect all that later when I get home. But when he was talking about, he just feels like starstruck when people like come up to him and that did know him from his show. And I was like, dude, I had an experience like that yesterday, which was Thursday. We were walking around outside, and I heard a guy go, "Hey, Nez." And I looked at him. I was a native guy, and I was like, do I know this dude, or do, and then I said, where do I know you from? And he goes, "Hey, I listen to your show." And I was like, oh, and they do this stuff, Savage Times. And I was like, oh my God. And I said, right on, dude, thanks. And then he told me who he was. His name was Dylan. So, hey, Dylan, thank you so much, dude. That made me feel amazing, dude. And I was like, oh, people come up to me sometimes when I'm at convention. Hey, are you Nez from whatever, E-Society, Mac Nez? And I'm like, yeah, so that's cool. But, I mean, I don't know, just it makes me feel really good. And Dylan, dude, that was so awesome. I'm glad I ran into you, dude. But yeah, man, it was pretty sweet. And like Matt said, he said he felt the same way when people come up to him. Like even when I went up to him and started talking about his show, he was real happy about that. So that was cool. After that, we walked around some more. And then we went outside. It was 7 o'clock, came and it was closed. So we went outside. We walked around. We walked way down to the other side of Petco Park and this parking lot. And they had all this stuff there. But everything was shutting down. So we just kind of, I wanted to do that IT thing that I mentioned yesterday. It would like close down almost 9 yesterday. This, it was 7:30 and they closed. Because they were saying that it takes too long to go. Not through the line, but to go through the thing. It's like a regular school bus, but they have some kind of VR experience. And they said it just takes too long. So they kind of just cut the line right there. And I was like, all those people that are walking around in the raincoats, they're supposed to look like Georgie with the balloons. Oh, excuse me. The little cards they're handing you, it says from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. is when that thing is open. And then they're just shutting it down. I don't know. I just said whatever. So we walked off and looked around. There was nothing else over there really. Everything was pretty much shutting down over there. So we walked around Petco Park, and we can hear someone on the mic and DJ music, and it sounded like they were setting up for a band. So when we walked in front of it to where everyone was going in, they were like, yeah, come inside, there's free drinks and free food. And you just say free. So we went in, and this band called Echo Smith was on. I had heard the name. My kids, they liked the band. They were playing songs I never even heard. My wife knew some of the songs. I didn't. The very last song that they did, I think it's Cool Kids. I don't know the name of the title. I think that's the name of the song. But I knew that song only because my brothers from The Horror Returns on their Cool of the Week segment, they play that Echo Smith song. I wish I could be like one of the cool kids or whatever. But I knew that song, and that was the very last song they played. So it was cool. Watched their performance. They didn't play too long. 45 minutes, half hour maybe. I don't know. I think they did like about 5 songs and that was it. And there was a DJ there, and there was all kinds of like fun things in there to do, like obstacle course type things, a zip line. There was some other thing. I don't know, big old, it was called MTV Fan Fest. But we went in there, got free drinks, soda. You can get free alcohol, but there was none of that. And the food was like chicken strips and chips and whatever, but it was good enough, man. That was dinner, because they're pretty big pieces of chicken, so I was full after that. And after that, we had enough. We walked back over to the shuttle, and now we're back in the room, and just we're all tired, and I gotta get up early tomorrow and do it all over again. Oh, excuse me. But Eric, come here real for a minute. Let me ask you some stuff. I'm trying to get comfy on the bed. This is Eric's second year at Comic-Con. What were the cool things that you saw today that you liked?
All the Fallout stuff.
Speak up.
I saw a lot of other cool Fallout things. I saw Pip-Boy, some of the bobbleheads from the game. Saw Fallout drugs.
sauce?
Like Mentats.
What are some of the cool things you picked up? Stuff you got? What's all the stuff you got today?
I got this book called Are You My Breakfast? Which is about this zombie. I got a checkers game, which is Nuka-Cola using the Nuka-Cola caps. I got a Vault 111 jacket. A Fallout 4 power armor pop. And a Nuka-Cola shirt.
Was it, other than all that, what other cool things did you see in there? Because you guys walked through the whole exhibit hall, didn't you? You and your mother?
No, we still need to explore the middle. But I like the Star Wars ones. We got Pudge, a toy. A lightsaber.
A chewable lightsaber. From your first year coming and coming this year, is it still the same or is it better or what?
I feel like it's different because I saw a lot more things last time. And now I don't see much other things that I want, like Fallout things.
Well, you still have to go through the rest of the thing. There's,
I know.
There's a, it's a big place, so.
And I found a lot of cool things that I like.
Cool. I'll get Eric back on here tomorrow when I do the next wrap-up one. But thanks, Eric, for coming on.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be it for this episode because I am tired and that's pretty much everything I saw. And, hey, this episode's longer than I wanted it to be. So, but, yeah, everyone, just, yeah. I'll see you if I see you, if you're down here in San Diego. But hey, everyone, thanks for listening. Big shout out to Shanti Phillips, man. Awesome to see you, brother. My baby brother, Brian, good to see him, and his girl, Karen. Awesome to meet Matt Kelly from Horror Movie Night. Just can't wait for you guys to hear the interview that we did. And yeah, everyone else I saw today, man, it was cool to see you guys. I guess that's going to be it, because I'm tired. I kind of want to go to sleep. Old man. But anyway, hey, everyone, I'll come back tomorrow with another wrap-up. Today's wrap-up was Friday, day two. Day three tomorrow, Saturday. And, I'll see you guys all next time. So, everyone out there, man, just... take it easy if you're down here partying. We still got a few more days of this to go, so don't drink too hard. And anyway, man, I'll talk to you guys all later. And like I always say, man, just rock hard and skate fast.